This is the Colts Daily Update, a look at the latest with the Indianapolis Colts. Now, here's the voice of the Colts, Matt Taylor.
Thanks for dropping in. Colts Daily Update tonight, 93.5 and 107.5. The Fan, I'm Matt Taylor. We're talking Colts football for the next 15 minutes or so. Colts were off today, but they'll return to the practice field tomorrow as they begin preparing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're up next, week number 12, Monday Night Football this time around. And Monday's game is brought to you by Lucas Oil, the official oil products of your Indianapolis Colts. Lucas Oil, it works. The Colts are going to be hosting their first Monday night home game since 2015. And the game also marks the first time the Colts host the Steelers since the 2017 season. Also, in the upcoming game on Monday, the Colts will be wearing special throwback unis honoring the Colts teams of the 50s. And the Colts will be sporting unis that celebrate the 1956 Colts roster that included multiple Pro Football Hall of Famers. And for more info and details on that, check it out, Colts.com. And the Colts mobile app for the full look on the uniform design. Colts are going into this game 4-6-1 after their heartbreaking loss to the Eagles on Sunday. That defeat now puts the Colts in 10th place in the AFC standings, which is on the outside looking in on the playoff picture. If the postseason started today, your division winners would be the Chiefs at 8-2, the Dolphins from the AFC East at 7-3, the Titans would be the 3 seed from the AFC South at 7-3, and the Ravens, the 4 seed from the AFC North. They're winning that division with a record of 7-3 as well. And, of course, the big reason why those teams are where they are, they've won close games. The Chiefs are 4-2 in one-score games this season. The Dolphins are 5-1 in one-possession games. The Titans are 5-2 in close games. The Colts are 4-3-1 in tight games, and they have dropped their last two home games by identical scores of 17-16 to the Commanders and the Eagles. The Colts defense has played very well on the season, no exception on Sunday against Philadelphia. All things considered, the Colts did enough to win, but Philadelphia found a way to scrounge out the victory on Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium, despite the fact the Colts led by 10 going into the fourth quarter, but they were outscored 14-3 in the final period. The Eagles put up just 17 points for the game. That was a season low for them, but it was enough to beat the Colts, who only scored 16 points. The Colts went 1-for-3 in the red zone on offense. They gave up 4 sacks, and they suffered 7 tackles for loss. And that's been the theme all season for the Colts, unfortunately. The defense has had to shoulder a big responsibility. The Colts defense has held 7 teams to 20 points or less, and they're just 3-3-1 in those games. The Colts have also held 5 teams to under 200 yards passing, and they've only won 1 of those games. Colts made a roster move today. They signed defensive end Khalid Kareem off of the Cincinnati Bengals practice squad. Also in the process, they waived safety Trevor Denbo. Kareem's in his third year in the NFL. He's out of Notre Dame. He was drafted in the 5th round by Cincinnati, played in all 16 games as a rookie. Last season, he played in 7 games, including the Super Bowl for the Bengals. This year, he was signed to the practice squad after spending the first half of the season on IR. He suffered a hamstring injury during the preseason back in August. And by rule, he has to be on the Colts active roster for the next 3 weeks, and the upcoming bye week for the Colts factors into that as well. Elsewhere, with injuries for the Colts, offensive lineman Matt Pryor, he's out of the hospital. He was hospitalized on Sunday due to an illness right before the game. And illness has hit the Colts hard lately. Cornerback Kenny Moore, linebacker Zaire Franklin, and cornerback Isaiah Rogers missed varying amounts of practice time last week due to illness. Also, defensive end Quiddy Pay missed the game against Philadelphia on Sunday with an ankle, and we'll see if he's back on the practice field tomorrow when the Colts get back to work getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Time for a quick break here on the Colts Daily Update. We'll hear from Jeff Saturday on the loss to the Eagles and his thoughts on the job after 2 weeks as the interim head coach of the Colts. That's all coming up next on the Colts Daily Update. Stay with us. This is 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
We now return to the Colts Daily Update with Matt Taylor, the voice of the Colts.
Welcome back. This is the Colts Daily Update tonight. Colts and Steelers coming up in week number 12 on Monday Night Football. The Steelers are 3-7 off to their worst start since 2003. They've lost four of their last five games, and they are in danger of suffering their first losing season in almost two decades. Last night on Colts Roundtable Live, Jeff Saturday discussed the tough loss to the Eagles and where he feels the Colts are with six games to play. And in case you missed that, here's a sample for you now as Saturday discusses where and how the Colts fell short to Philadelphia on Sunday.
They just missed opportunities. You know, when you turn it back on, there were there's so many plays out there to be had and to be made. And I think, I talked to the guys post-game in the locker room just about execution and what differentiates, teams that are 9-1 and teams that are below 500. The margin is very small. Yeah. And it's about execution in moments of games. And so we had a lot of plays that could be made, whether it was penalties, whether it was missed assignments, whether it was a drop, whether it was a missed field goal. You know, there are a number of different things that you go through and say, had that been different, it's a completely different game. And so we've practiced really well, and it's being able to transition from the practice field to the game field and make sure that we understand, listen, it's going to be simple, it's going to be fast, but execution is ultimately the key. And we just didn't execute in enough plays.
And you've been part of everything as a player. You've been part of games like last week in Las Vegas and certainly games like Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. What was your message to the guys? I mean, they fought their tails off, but at the end of the day, right, there are no moral victories in the NFL.
No, exactly. And listen, nobody in there felt good. Oh, man, that doesn't exist in the NFL, right? And I told them, we have the right guys in this locker room. Like, you trust each other. The effort has been just insanely good. Like, the way they practiced, the way they hit the field on Sunday, the way they played all four quarters. There is never an effort issue. And as I appreciate the fact there are no loafs, right? I mean, when you watch the tape, there's nobody who are taking plays off or not putting in what they're supposed to be doing. Again, there is a fine line of making sure that you execute just your job and don't try to overdo and overplay, because these guys, they care that much. And so definitely appreciative of the effort that the guys put out there. Again, as I looked at the game even this morning, and we're going through it as a staff, man, with a minute 20 and a timeout, down one point,
right.
I still – there was no part of that game that I felt like we were outplayed.
Yeah.
We just didn't do enough to make it. And so ultimately you do get outplayed because you don't make enough plays to win in the end. And so Philly did and we didn't.
Jonathan Taylor had 47 rushing yards in that first drive of the game, and then obviously tough sledding after that. Averaged only 2.3 per carry the rest of the game after the first drive. What made it difficult to run the ball against Philadelphia after that opening series?
Yeah, they ran a bunch of eight man and plus boxes, right? So they're bringing guys down. So it's either a difficult block at the second level or a free hat. And again, they did a really nice job of coming down late in the play clock. So, as the play clock's coming down, they did a nice job of getting down there. And again, when there were plays to be made, we didn't execute. So there were answers that we had. We're not going to get away. We understand how our offense is going to run through. We're not going to get away from – you're not going to scare us out of running the football. You can't be. Yeah. And again, I know 2.8 yards doesn't sound, like you want to keep going. But the reality is, if you looked at Washington the week before,
sure,
there was a lot of, three-yard type carries. So you understand the way defenses play you. It's not always going to be big runs. But if you do split one, it's going to be enormous. It'll be explosive play. And if you hit something behind it, they're going to be exposed as well. But, again, it's about executing when those moments happen and those plays are allowed, and we just didn't make enough.
That's interim coach Jeff Saturday with us tonight on Colts Roundtable Live. The defense – you hold the Eagles to 17 points. That's a season low for them. That's a winning number by NFL standards, right? So how do you rate the overall defensive game when you put up a great number, but at the end of the day, you just have to do what you have to do that day to win the game.
Yeah,
right?
No, I think from that perspective, that's a winning performance, right? When you if you stacked up and told me, hey, they're going to hold them to 17 points,
right.
I would have told you we're going to win.
Right.
So, yeah, and people always go, well, you know, it's always the defense's job to give up fewer. I get it. But they did a fantastic job, Gus and his staff, about making sure the guys played fast. It was a simple play. I mean, you think three of the guys didn't practice because mm-hmm. of illness, and they still came out and were able to execute. I thought they gave Philly all that they wanted. You know, they're still disappointed because they gave up a touchdown late, and you know, we had the lead and didn't close it out. But football is three phases, and all three phases have to step up and do what they have to do to execute. And so I think that the defense gave us a chance to win. We didn't execute in the other two phases, and mm-hmm. that's where we have to improve if we want to beat teams like Philly.
All right, let's go to a few fan questions here before we wrap up. If you have a question for interim head coach Jeff Saturday tonight and every Monday night on Colts Roundtable Live, tweet it in using hashtag Colts Roundtable. Jared is up first tonight. Coach, after two games in for you, is the head coaching opportunity what you thought it was going to be when you agreed to take the job?
Yeah, no, I came in eyes wide open. I understood where we were as a football team and the struggles and the strengths of it. And, felt fully prepared to be able to take on the challenge. I have truly enjoyed my time. It has been an absolute blast going in the locker room with the guys and being, you know, with the staff. Everybody has been better than I deserve, and so I have greatly appreciated mm-hmm. everybody, the effort, the energy, the excitement. There has been no part of this where I have been second guessing it in the least.
Yeah, Nick is up next. What did you make of our pass rush, Coach? Were we playing contain on the outside to make sure Hurts didn't beat us more than he did with his rushing ability?
Yeah, no. You mean rush lane integrity is vital when you're playing against Hurts, and so you know it's not going to be a free for all. You know, as you would get prepared for like a stationary quarterback.
Right.
So, and as much as they use quarterback draw and quarterback run and even quarterback lead, you can't just, you know, pin your ears back and go, because they're not scared on a third and six to have a QB draw. So I thought again our defense did a really nice job, whether it be stunts up front or movement up front, to make sure we tried to trap him in and keep him in the pocket, and that if he was going to try to get us with his legs, rally and tackle. And again, that's a big man. You know, he's a strong runner and a very physical runner if he needs to be, and then he threatens you with his arm as well. So thought the defense had a good plan. They executed it, got enough pressure on him, got a strip sack obviously mm-hmm. in the first play of the second half, which is enormous. And so I thought in moments where they could, they did a good job, but some of it you have to limit just for, you know, you don't want to give a big play as opposed to keeping somebody in there for a 2 or 3 yard game.
All right, the Steelers are next. They're having a tough season. They're 3-7. They are in danger of suffering their first losing season since the 2003 season. That's just how good they've been as a franchise, yeah. Right? The Colts have lost 7 straight games to Pittsburgh. Interesting note here, the last time the Colts beat the Steelers, 2008, Jeff Saturday was the starting center in that game for the Colts. So what do you see from the Steelers when you examine them here early in the week going into this Monday night game?
Yeah, obviously, listen, this is one of the better defenses in the league, and everybody knows that. That hasn't changed in the decades that you're talking about of how good they are.
Right.
Their offense started slow this year. Actually, the last 2 weeks – or 3 weeks maybe now, their offense has really picked it up. They're starting to find form with a rookie quarterback, obviously Kenny Pickett. They have explosive wide receivers that can make plays and yards after catch. They can be special. And their offensive line gets attacked quite a bit, but they're much better pass blockers than people give them credit for. Very good offensive line coach, and so they understand with Harris being at a running back, if they give him a small gap, he can make you pay. So this is no small task. We know what's at stake and what's in front of us, and we got to go out and execute again. We need to go play our style football. Whoever the opponent is, we can't worry about the decal. We got to go focus on ourselves, get better this week of practice, and then hopefully come out and execute on Monday night.
That's Jeff Saturday. That's from last night's Colts Roundtable Live radio program. For that full show, the full interview with Jeff, check it out right now on demand. It's available for you now, Colts.com, the Colts mobile app, and the Colts Audio Network. That's wherever you download your podcast. While you're there, check us out with the official Colts podcast. That was from earlier today with myself, Lair Overton, J.J. Stankovic. And then tomorrow we'll have our Inside Football podcast with Rick Venturi with the blueprints and the breakdown for the Colts to come out victorious against the Steelers in week number 12. We got a Jet instant replays coming up next. I'm Matt Taylor. This has been the Colts Daily Update on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan. Good night.